With your permission. The most important thing on Rosh Hashanah is Tekiat Shofar. As the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi, the Satan, the prosecutor, is afraid of the Shofar. When he hears the Shofar, the first time he scares a little bit. The second time he said, Mashiach is coming. There's no other time or holiday. The prosecutor thinks Mashiach is coming, but Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, it's a very important time for us to have Mashiach. This year, amen.
Amen.
The question is, how to make sure it comes? We tried 5,771 years already. It didn't show up yet. Maybe after this year, we'll know exactly what to do. Maybe this year will come with Otoshka. The halacha is, Rabotai, today, that a person has to listen to 100 sounds. It's called mea kolot. Even though in the Torah doesn't say to blow so much, the most, the way it says in the Torah, is 9 sounds. 9. Came Chachamim and started to add more and more. 250 years ago, Rishla, he added more. By today, this is the halacha, this is the custom. Person should hear 100 sounds of a shofar. But Chachamim decided to divide it. First, we blow before Musaf, after we read the Torah. This is the first section, if you may say, of the shofar. Really, we should have blown the whole thing. The mitzvah in the Torah to blow shofar. Came Chachamim and said, okay, first 30 we blow before Musaf. Now the next 30 we blow while we say Shemoneh Esrei, Lachash. When everybody say Lachash Shemoneh Esrei, we blow 30 sounds. Then Chazara, when the Chazan is going to repeat the Lachash, we blow 30 again. At the end of Tefillah, 10 more. 3 times 30 plus 10 is 100. The question is, why we have to divide it? If Chachamim say our custom should be 100, should do it right away 100. No. Before Musaf, inside Musaf, inside Chazara, after Tefillah. For what? Chachamim tell us this paragraph in Tehillim. It says, Ashrei ha'am yodei teruah. Hashem be'or panecha yehalechu. Says the Gemara, praise the nation. Yodei teruah. They know how to blow. Says the Gemara, what do you think? He refers to Am Israel. Even a goy, he'll take a shofar. He'll blow a shofar. What does it mean, praise the nation? They know how to blow. What's the big deal to know how to blow? Comes the Gemara and says, you know how important that sentence is? B'sha'ah, in the time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the Tkiyat Shofar, the blow the Shofar. Omed mekiseh hadin veyoshev al kiseh harachamim. Very strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu upstairs has two chairs. One is called the chair of judgment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is very strict. When he sits and he judges the universe, he sits on kiseh hadin. And this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very strict. You know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very strict, it's not the best thing in the world. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we blow shofar, Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Teruah, and says, Hashem Bo Panecha Ya'alechun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands up from his chair of judgment, sits what we call on the chair of mercy. That's how important shofar is. Of course, somebody goes in front of a judge, he doesn't want to have a strict judge. A judge goes to election, and he will advertise, I'm strict. He'll be at home. He won't get a job. Nobody wants a strict judge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the beginning, he sits on a strict chair. And then, the shofar, Hashem stands up. Hashem stands up because we blow shofar. It's the Gemara, yeah, you have to know what you say. And the Chachamim invented that the guy that blows the shofar, he has somebody stand next to him. And when he tells him to blow, he stand next to him, he has the Kavanot. And the Kavanot do it. Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Teruah. It's not just you hear the sound. It's what goes with the sound. It's the Kavanah. And that Kavanah, so-called, makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands up from his seat, and he got to sit on a mercy chair, al kisei rachamim. Kel melech yoshev, al kisei rachamim. And we say in the Selichot, as we say every day, Kel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the name of kindness. Aleph and Lamed, Kel. Melech yoshev, al kisei rachamim. We don't say, Kel melech yoshev, al kisei hadin. It won't help Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum Vechanun won't help. 13 midot that we say Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum Vechanun, Hashem, please have mercy. Hashem has to be on the chair of mercy. When does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when does he sit on the chair of mercy? When you hear the shofar. Therefore our minhag is, at Selichot at least, we should have done it every day maybe. And say, Lichot, when we say, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Hachanun, our minhag is somebody blows the shofar. Tomorrow we're not going to blow. The day before Hashanah, we don't blow. For the last 28 days, we blow shofar. When do you blow it? Kel, Melech, Hashem, Alexei, Rachamim, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Hachanun. For what do you blow the shofar then? Because David HaMelech says, Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Teruah. As you say, Kel, Melech, Hashem, Alexei, Rachamim, Hashem sits on the chair of mercy. You know when? When he hears the shofar. And the question is, what's really behind the shofar? How powerful the shofar is. The shofar is so powerful, says the Ari, says in the Zohar. When Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, when they hear the shofar, they move in Me'arat HaMachpelah. Actually, the Gemara says Eliyahu Navi comes daily and wakes them up, and they do mincha daily. Umekayem emunato li shenei afa. We don't say mekayem emunato li shenei afa. Li shenei. Avraham is here, Yitzchak and Yaakov, they are sleeping. They're not dead. And Eliyahu Navi says the Gemara comes mincha time, wakes Avraham first. Avraham does mincha. Then Avraham goes back to sleep. He wakes up Yitzchak. Yitzchak does mincha, then he goes to sleep. Wakes up Yaakov. Yaakov does mincha and goes to sleep. Says the Zohar, we blow the shofar, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they move inside. Me'arat HaMachpelah. Why they move when they hear the shofar? Why they hear the shofar? Says Ari, David HaMelech as well. Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they move in Me'arat HaMachpelah. David in Yerushalayim, next to the Kotel, he also moves. Says Dari, the Chachamim, the Kavanot of the Shofar, is when you blow the shofar, you have to know what to do and how to do and when to do the kavanah of waking up Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David. And of course, David is the Mashiach. And that's what it means. Mashiach might come Rosh Hashanah. But the question is, what's really behind it? Comes the Ari and says the following. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us few mitzvot. And some of the mitzvot are more, we say, important than others. There are three mitzvot that a person has to give his life for. Somebody is going to force a person to do Avodah Zarah, to go to China, to buy a Buddha. And if not, he's going to kill him. He has to give his life. Ya'areg ve'al ya'avo. Give your life, don't do that sin. Don't bow down to a statue. The second one is Gilui Arayot. Somebody tells you to do a sin, the impure act, if not to kill you, he has to give you life. Shfichud Damim. Somebody tells you go to the park and kill somebody. Even if you're not Bukhari, you're not allowed to do it. I said, I'll kill you if you don't go kill somebody. You have to give your life. The fourth one is Lashon Hara. Kvar Samto David. Meloshni Base Tereu Oto Atzmi. Says David HaMelech in Tehillim, Meloshni Baseh Tereh, you speak Lashon Hara, Hashem is going to kill you. That's how important those four things. Says Dari, the first section that we blow before Musaf, a person has to have in mind, if I ever did Avodah Zarah, in this life, in the previous life, if I ever did something that is like Avodah Zarah, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgive me and forgive Am Yisrael. The second section, says Dari, you have to think in your heart. When you hear the shofar is going to make a person to do teshuvah. If I ever did something not pure in this life or in another life, or anybody from Am Israel, please Hashem forgive me. The third section of the Tekiot, if I ever killed somebody in this life, in the previous life, or anybody from Am Israel, Hashem please forgive me. The fourth section, if I ever spoke Lashon Hara, if I ever said heard Lashon Hara, anybody from Israel, Hashem, please forgive me. Says Dari, that this is why Chachamim decided to divide the shofar into four sections. Even before the Shla, before it was 100, is to divide it. Those are the four important things. It holds back to Mashiach and the Gula and the Redemption. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to explain to you something. You think killing somebody is with a gun or with a knife? Says the Gemara, no. The thing is called Avizarayu, the Retzich. If you insult somebody, says the Gemara, you insult somebody, is like you killed him. Sicha Chamim, if you steal something, it's like you killed the God. Nafsho shel adam mitpashetet b'mamono. When you take something from somebody, his neshama is this object, inside the object. And if you steal from him, you take his soul. Ki nefesh hu chover, says the Torah. Says the Gemara, if somebody... A widow went and she borrowed money and she gave a collateral. Says the Torah, you better give the collateral to the lady when she needs it. It says, because it's part of her. Lo yachbol rechaim varachev ki nefesh hu chovev. Means something else as well, of course. Says the Gemara, kol ha-ko'es kilu oved avodah zara. Satan wants you to get angry at your wife, at your neighbor, at your partner, at your child, people on the street, because this is a test of avodah zara. Worshipping idol and getting upset is the same root. Killing somebody, embarrassing somebody, is the same root. Giluy arayot, do bad things, not pure things. Go look at ladies, same thing. Says the Gemara, Rabotai, Maseret Rosh Hashanah, if you want to take a look, page 11. Be Rosh Hashanah, Nifkeda, Sarah, Rachel, Hannah. Says the Gemara, you know what happened Rosh Hashanah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decision. If Sarah Imenu was 90 years old, she'll have a baby. Rachel Imenu, Hashem decided to give her children. Hannah was 130 years old. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decided to give him a child. All the Chachamim, of course, everything is Rosh Hashanah. No. The Gemara says, those three ladies, Hashem granted them with something, if we may say, the impossible. Rosh Hashanah, Yatsa Yosef mi Beit HaAsurim. Yosef came out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? And if he would come out of jail on Halloween, so we would dress up for Yosef. So we're not going to have a pumpkin pie. What is the big deal about? Berosh Hashanah paska avodat avotenu b'mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, on Rosh Hashanah, Am Israel stopped to go to work to be slaves on Rosh Hashanah. Says, what is the important thing of the Rosh Hashanah? The secret, that's the secret. You should know the secret. The Gemara says, you know, Vayizkor Elokim et Rachel Vayiftach et Rachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Rachel and gave her a pregnancy. You know what Hashem says? The Gemara, Hashem remembered Rachel. What do you mean Hashem remembered Rachel? Says the Gemara, Hashem remembered Rachel when she was ready to get married to Yaakov Avinu. At the last moment, her father Laban, the tzaddik, changed her with Leah. But Rachel and Yaakov made some secret signs between themselves because they suspected that Mr. Laban will make a switch, and they made some kind of signs between them. And Leah is going under the chuppah now with a new dress she got by David Bridal. And Yaakov will catch her in a second because she doesn't know the secret. She doesn't know the special thing to do what Yaakov made with Rachel. Says the Gemara, Rachel went over to Leah and she said, Leah, listen, don't think it's so easy to get married to Yaakov. There's a secret things between me and Yaakov. Let me tell you the things. Shelo tidbayesh achoti. You know why Rachel gave it to her? Listen, it's a secret between you and Yaakov. It's true. You're not allowed to reveal it. True. But my sister is going to be killed. Because if somebody gets embarrassed, it's like you killed her. It's true, Laban had no right to switch. But Leah is going to the chuppah. And Yaakov is going to say, Leah said, I said, In the Bronx Zoo, say, You don't know the password? You don't know the sign? Says Rachel, I will tell my sister, without the permission of Yaakov, the signs, that she should not get embarrassed. This is how you fix murder. It's a test. As a person should fix, lo tirtach, don't kill. Rachel Imena stole the Rafim from Lavan, the Avodah Zarah. She corrected Avodah Zarah. She corrected killing. Sarah Imena says the Gemara, Gadra Atzma, the purest one in the world. Sarah was the most beautiful lady in the world after Chava, because she was pure. Sarah Imenu died sinless. What it means is, all her life she tries to correct, mainly, Shalosh Hamurot, is Avodah Zarah, worshipping idols, Gilui Arayot, staying not pure, Chas V'Shalom, killing somebody, Retzicha, embarrassing somebody, No Lashon Hara. Says the Gemara, Berosh Hashanah Nifkeda Sarah Rachel V'Chana. Those three ladies did the tikkun, the correction of those major sins. This was the work on the of the life, as well as Yosef HaTzadik. Says the Gemara, you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt? Four things, says the Gemara. Lo Shinu Et Shmam, didn't change the name. When you change your name, you're murdering yourself. You murder your neshama. Lo shinu et leshonam. Didn't change the language. Lo shinu balbusham. Didn't change the clothing. They did not speak lashon hara, says the Gemara. And Moshe came and told them, listen, it's going to come a night, and you're going to ask for, you're going to see what the Egyptians have. And you're not going to ask, take something, and the next morning you go and you borrow, nobody spoke about it. No gossip. No talking to each other. You know what we're going to do? You know what's going to happen? Everybody was quiet. Says the Gemara, for this we came out of Egypt. It says, we fixed Lotir Avodah Zarah. We fixed Gilui Arayot. We fixed Lo Tirtzach, No Lashon. And that's Rabotai, says Zari, Kavana of the Kiyat Shofar. That's the Kavana a person should have. You know what? Says Zari, Avraham Avinu Tiken Avodah Zara. You know what Avraham used to do? From town to town, he used to go and give lectures. Stop the stupidity with these statues. Enough Statue of Liberty is enough. For what he bowed down to the statue. All his life, he preached against Avodah Zarah. Yitzchak Avinu, Akedah Yitzchak, was ready to give his life, that Abraham should slaughter him, to have kapara on Lo Tirtzach, on murdering. Yaakov Avinu, Kochi v'Reshit Oni, the purest person in the world ever. Bechira, what the Gemara said, Yaakov is by far above Avraham and Yitzchak. Purity. Says Ari, you know, when you blow the shofar, Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov shaking. Why are they shaking? Because the one that blow the shofar and the congregation, they have to think this way. The first part of that kiyot is we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no more angry, no more anger, no more Avodah Zarah. The second part of the kiyot is Gilui Arayot. No more looking at ladies and girls, no more watching internet, no more go to movie, no more all these bad things. Yaakov shakes. when we have in mind Avodah Zarah, Avraham Avinu shakes. Ah, Baruch Hashem, my grandchildren, no more Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, if you get angry, it's like doing Avodah Zarah. Kol ha-ko'es ke'ilu oved Avodah Zarah. You have to control yourself, you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want to get angry anymore. Says Dari, for this you got to go to mikveh. If you don't go to mikveh, you'll never be able to control yourself. Never. You're killing yourself. And if you go to mikveh, Chachamim say it takes 10 years to get rid of this anger. But if you have this anger inside you, it means you have this tikkun, this correction of Avodah Zarah from your previous life. It says when you accept on yourself not to embarrass anybody, not to talk back to anybody, to give respect to everybody, then you correct Lot Yitzhak, you correct murdering, Yitzhak shakes, Yitzhak Avinu shakes. And when you decide to be pure in the third section of the Tekiot, in Chazarat Hashatz, Yaakov shakes. And the last one, David HaMelech shakes, when you accept on yourself no more listening to Lashon Hara, no more talking Lashon Hara. And this the Gemara says, V'Rosh Hashanah Paska Avodat Avotenu B'Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah came, the Egyptians let us go. Don't have to go to work anymore. So the Gemara, you know why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Egypt. You know why? Because four things you did. You didn't change your name, you didn't change your language, you didn't change your clothing, you didn't speak Lashon Hara. Those four things are the same as those four mitzvot or those four lotas that Kadosh Baruch Hu expects from us to watch very much. On this stands the world, those four things. Next, the Gemara says, Beit HaMikdash HaRishon, the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of the first three we didn't keep. Second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, we didn't keep the fourth thing, Lashon Hara. 2 weeks ago, Rabotai, we read in the Torah the curses. And then one of the curses, one of the last ones, says the Torah, Veshivcha Hashem LeMitzrayim Ba'oniot. Hashem will take you back to Egypt. Egypt. I have to go back to Egypt. If I go back, I go to Honolulu. Why go back to Egypt? It's because you have to know why you got out of Egypt. You got out of Egypt because of privilege. Because you kept those things. If you don't keep those things, back to square one. Back to Egypt. Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, the prosecutor Satan, he hears the shofar, he's scared. He's very scared. He says, why are you scared? The blow the shofar, let him blow the shofar. No. Let me tell you, the Gemara says, Ashrei ha'am yodet ruach. Praise the nation. They know how to blow. Says the Gemara, anybody knows how to blow. You go buy a shofar, cost $50, you blow. Now, if you don't know the kavanot, a goy also can blow a shofar. A monkey also can blow a shofar. You go to the Bronx Zoo, you give a monkey a shofar, he blows. There are monkey on four, there are monkey on two. Ashrei ha'am yodet ruach, says David HaMelech. Praise the nation, they know how to blow. You know what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks himself up from the chair of judgment. Ve'yoshev al kisei harachamim. Kel, Melech, Yoshev al kisei harachamim. Hashem sits on the mercy chair. What happened? Because you blow the shofar, Hashem picks himself up. If Hashem likes to get up, he has his shofar himself. The shofar that we blow here, says Dari, that's the kavanah we should have. In the first section, have in mind, no more Avodah Zarah, no more getting angry. In the second paragraph section, you think, no more Chas v'Shalom embarrassing anybody. Chas v'Shalom not to kill somebody. In the third section, it says, Chazarat Hashatz, when the Chazan repeats. I'm sorry, the second section is Gilui Arayot. The third section is not to embarrass somebody. Lo Tirtzach. And the fourth section is no lashon hara. If you complete those things, says Ariel, you see Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David HaMelech, they're shaking. You know, men shaking. They want to come outside. They want to come outside. They want to come outside because Mashiach is coming. That's the Gemara Yerushalmi says. When the Satan hears the shofar, he's saying, Mashiach is here. Why? Because of the shofar? No, no, no. Because the kamona that people have when they hear the shofar. And they regret what they have, says the Rambam. When you hear the shofar, you have teshuva inside. I'm sorry if I ever did such a thing. Then you wake up, Hamzach, Yaakov, David HaMelech, then they get up. Unless the secret, Chachamim say you should know what Kiryat Shofar, how important Shofar is. How important the person that blows the Shofar is. How important the people should have this Kavanot in the head. Ashrei Ha'am Yod Etrua, you have to know Etrua. Doesn't say Ashrei Ha'am Tok Etrua. Praise the nation that blows the Shofar. No, no. Ashrei Ha'am Yod E. Praise the nation, they know how to blow. What do you mean to know how to blow? Anybody knows. No, no, no. To blow is nothing. To know the kavana of the blowing. Unless Chachamim say, Yosef, released. Was released on Rosh Hashanah from jail. So Zari, I tell you what it is, the secret. Yosef, the Gemara says, he went to jail. Prior, he went to jail, he had a test with a lady. He says, when Yosef controlled himself, Yosef said, I'm Jewish. Yosef was in jail, he told the butler, go tell Paro, there's a Jewish guy in jail. You could have said, yeah, he's Spanish, Alberto. Como está, señor? Put the kippah in the pocket, put the titit in the laundry. I'm Spanish. You go tell the king, what do you think your chances to go out of jail? To say you're Rubashkin? Or do you say Alfonso? Rubashkin is in jail for 20 years and more because his name is Rubashkin, because he's Jewish. If his name was Alfredo, he won't go to jail for nothing. He'll get Nobel Prize for hiring Spanish people working for him. Yosef told the butler, go tell Paro, he's a Jewish king. There's a Jewish boy in jail. So what do you think, Yosef? What the king will say? Good for him! Says the Gemara, Yosef Oda Be'artso. Higher than Moshe Rabbein. So the Gemara, Yosef was buried in Eretz Israel because he admitted he's Jewish. I'm not doing Avodah Zarah. I'm not doing those bad things like the Egyptians do. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Yitro's house and he said to Yitro, hello? Kifel Hal? Speaks Arabic to him, to Yitro. Yitro said, Arabic? I know you. Musa, you're Jewish. Why you look like Egyptian? Says the Gemara, Lo nikbar be'artso. Moshe was not buried in Eretz Israel. He tried to hide his identity. Says the Gemara, Yosef yatza mi bet ha'asurim b'Rosh Hashanah. Yosef was released on Rosh Hashanah. You know why? Because Yosef, first of all, he stood up and he said, I'm Jewish. Didn't put his kippah in his pocket. He didn't get dressed with Levi jeans. He said, he's walking like a Jew used to walk in Egypt. Shelo shinu et malbusham. Shelo shinu et lashonam. Says the Gemara, Yosef spoke Hebrew, not American. Says the Gemara, Yosef, the purest one, Yosef HaTzadik, he fixed Gilui Arayot. He fixed Avodah Zara. He was in jail as a kapara for Lashon Hara. He did not want to embarrass anybody. He was worried about his brothers embarrassing people. Yosef yatza berosh hashana mibet ha'asuri. You look for your personal redemption, says the Gemara. Yosef got out of jail for nothing. Why? Because Hashem made Paro to have a dream, and Yosef is becoming a mekubal without taking money. No such thing. Every mekubal said he has a yeshiva, he wants to have a yeshiva, he dreams to have a yeshiva, give him $10,000 for this, $20,000 for that. Yosef works for nothing. He becomes an interpreter for dreams. Yosef, what? Did he ever do it? Hashem. On Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, Yosef had his redemption. On Rosh Hashanah, Am Yisrael had their redemption. On Rosh Hashanah, Sarah, Rachel, Bechana had their redemption. Says the Gemara, look at you, look at the mirror. You can have the same redemption for you. You can get out of all your problems that you have. On Rosh Hashanah. But you have to have it in mind when they blow the shofar. That's the whole trick of the shofar. And that's why the Satan, the prosecutor, is so afraid of the shofar. Because if everybody will have it in mind, and if Yitzchak and Yaakov will start moving, they'll come up, Mashiach L'Rabban Ben Menachem.